He is one half of the internationally renowned Naked Magicians. Unfortunately, he was made disappear from the Big Brother house last night. He joins us right now, Christopher. Morning, Ledge.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, Big Brother. I reckon it's going to be the best reality TV show going around. I love Big Brother. I just love watching people in a house just talking crap, just doing a thing. But one thing I don't really like this year in Big Brother and also last year is the fact that you can talk about nominations. See, I don't think you should be able to talk about nominations because then, you know, you've got to start making fun games out of nothing.
We've already got Survivor, Chris.
You know what I mean? But Chris, how did you find that? Would you rather the game that you can talk about the nominations or not talk about the nominations?
It's a really good question, because it was Survivor in a mansion. That's a great way to put it. I loved that old format as well, but I love the new format. I think I would have probably lasted longer in the old format, but the new one, it really does change the atmosphere in there. Like, every second in that house, like, it looks dramatic on TV. You are paranoid 24/7 in the house. Every time people are having a conversation, you're like, oh, my God, they're planning to get me out. Actually, that was a real conversation.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this new season's kind of got everything we love about the old Big Brother whilst throwing new stuff at us.
Do you know, for me watching it, it's got a sense of, and as you just said, you missed that opportunity to get to know the characters, to get to know people, and it is all cutthroat from the word go and all the rest of it. There's no one just tooling around, doing weights out in the yard, having a swim by the pool, you know, doing silly things, which is actually what you want to watch. I mean, for me, Big Brother is all about that, is about that fly on the wall stuff, whereas now it is all about the strategy and it's all about the gamesmanship and the blindsiding and the blah, blah. And blokes like you, I know you, Chris, and I reckon Australia would have loved you and warmed you if they had got to know you better, but we didn't get a chance because you're on the hook from the get-go.
Look, I actually knew that I was, like, I'm a polarizing person. No one is indifferent about me. I can confirm that after reading the forums overnight. And I figured that I wouldn't, the way my personality is and the game I wanted to play, that at some point I'd butt heads with someone. And that did come sooner than later. However, with that old format, housemates used to be aware, like when it was Australia voting every night, all housemates had to do was be cool and funny because they knew there was a camera on them 24/7. So I think that kind of, after they knew that all they had to do was act a certain way in front of the cameras, they had trouble making good new TV anymore. But with this new format, every day you're getting twists and turns thrown at you. You know, like, for example, we didn't know we were intruders, but we weren't just intruders. We had to get locked on a fake aeroplane for 24 hours into a turbulence. So when we got into the house, we weren't just turning up late. We were turning up late. We stank. We were tired. We were hungry. And that just changed things right from the get-go.
Yeah. It's pretty intense, isn't it? When you think about it, like you're a whole heap of strangers locked in a house.
Yeah.
I'm glad they've done police checks and things like that, if I'm being honest. But Chris, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. And good luck with your magic. And it's been a pleasure to see you on the TV screen.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to get back on stage again soon. Thanks for watching Big Brother, guys. It's going to be a crazy season.
Good on